one thing I'd be thinking, especially with any Democrat who's considering a run, is do you know or have any inkling as to as to what the incumbent is going to do in this race?
I have no idea. I think we have to take him at face value when he says that he hasn't made a decision yet himself. Anything I would say about that would be speculation, because until he tells us what he's going to do, we just have to wait and see.
Okay. Why did you make the decision to seek the seat?
Well, I think it's obvious that we need to have a change. The performance of the current auditor has been non-existent, and that's become both a public embarrassment and a serious problem, I think, for the voters and the taxpayers. And clearly he has no intention of changing his ways, so it's obvious that the voters have got to make a change, and that means that we've got to have candidates available, and I was willing to put myself forward.
Do you bring any particular qualifications to the office?
Well, actually, I've worked for something like 25 or 30 years now in nonprofit financials, bookkeeping, accounting. And during that period, I've actually written software packages for bookkeeping and accounting that have been used by nonprofits all over the state. I'm currently working as an accounting information systems developer, which means that for the past several years, I've been working on a software package which keeps track of charitable payroll deductions, and it's actually used by various institutions all over the country right now. Also, in my 50s, I decided to go back to school, because even though I had 30 years of experience with this stuff, the one thing I haven't had until now is a diploma in that field. So I'm currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in forensic accounting, and I expect to be able to complete that by the end of next year.
Where are you studying at?
I'm going to be going through Franklin University. I've done most of the core work here at Parkland, and I'm going to be finishing up hopefully out at Franklin University out of Ohio. It's an online university. Actually, it's a bricks-and-mortar university, but they have an online component.
Okay. And could I ask what your age is?
I'm 56.
56. And what city do you live in the county?
I live in Royal.
In Royal. Okay. In your current job, who do you work for?
Community Shares of Illinois. It's a statewide federation of about 70 not-for-profit organizations, Central Illinois, Chicago area, all over the state, who came together primarily for the purpose of participating in payroll deduction campaigns at both public and private employers.
Okay.
And the reason that we were able to do that is because, in large measure, due to the software that I've written that keeps track of charitable payroll deductions. Basically, we take every penny that's deducted from every paycheck, from every employee, every pay period, and we match it up with their original pledge and make sure that the money goes to where it's supposed to. We've been using this software for a long time. It's also being used in a number of other campaigns. The University of Chicago uses it. Chicago Public Schools, Chicago Transit Authority, the Combined Federal Campaign in Chicago, and also a number of other federations around the country, probably about a dozen different clients around the country.
Okay. Tell me about the position of auditor. It's something that I think is murky to a lot of people. So if a voter was asking what the county auditor does, how would you define it?
Well, there's the statutory definition, which is primarily a bookkeeping function for the county. And in that respect, it's largely clerical. But I think also that if you're doing the job right, that there's an additional component there in terms of public information. One of the primary responsibilities of the auditor is to make sure the rules are being followed, that money is being spent in an appropriate and legal fashion. But I think also there's a need for the public to have greater access to the information in an understandable format. And I think that that's a large measure of what the auditor is supposed to do is provide that transparency and accountability in a form that voters would be able to understand and access. And I think that's something that's been lacking so far in the current auditor.
So maybe like in the auditor's website?
I think that there's probably a great deal that you can do in terms of providing information online. Some other counties in the state are way ahead of us on that. But you have to balance that against, I think, two things. One, you don't want to be creating extra work for the people in the auditor's office. They already are doing an outstanding job under the circumstances. But I think that if you had someone who actually showed up for work, then they would be able to pick up some of that slack in terms of making the information available to the public. But the second part of that is that it has to be in a format that is easy to search, easy to reference, and understandable. And I think that the auditor's job is as much educational and informational as anything else, because you need that in order to have true transparency and accountability.
Now, you've been active in the local Democratic Party, isn't
it? Yes.
Are you an officer right now or anything?
I'm currently second vice chair of the county party.
Okay, and Tony Fabry, of course, used to be the chairman of the county party.
Yes,
so you must have worked together with him at some point or another.
We worked together on any number of projects over the years. I've known Tony since he was in college. First time we met was in a congressional campaign back in, 1994. So I've known Tony for a long, long time, yeah. And we have worked successfully together on a number of projects over the years.
But he apparently hasn't been working out, in your opinion, as county auditor.
Well, he hasn't been working at all, as far as anyone can tell. And that's unfortunate. I can't explain it, and nobody seems to be able to do anything to change his ways. So I think it's become painfully obvious that the voters are going to have to make the change for him.
Are you worried?
I think in light of the recent referendum, the voters have made clear that they want to exercise that choice.
Are you worried as a Democrat that if Fabry were to run, become the nominee for another term, that this would just make it more likely that a Republican would be elected to the seat?
I don't see how he can possibly be reelected under the current situation. But I'm less concerned about whether there's a Democrat or a Republican sitting in there. I don't think that accounting is a Republican or Democratic function. I think it's a public service function. And especially on the county level, most of the issues that are faced are not partisan in any way. So I'm less concerned about which party holds that seat. I am very concerned about having someone in there who's going to show up for work and do the job and go beyond that to create some kind of vision for the future that's going to actually enhance and improve the functions of that office and at the same time protect the independence of the people who have been doing such an incredible job in there so far.
Okay. Had you made any formal announcement already, or is it just...
I have not made a formal public announcement. We're trying to put together a fundraiser here sometime in September, and that'll probably be the official kickoff.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page or a website or anything?
Nothing for the campaign yet. That's all probably going to come up here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And I see, I think I saw something from the county clerk's office at the... Petitions are becoming available, I guess, in another week or so.
I believe Tuesday is the first day they can be passed. I would double-check that. But I think that, yeah, you're right. Next week is when we can start circulating.
So you'll be picking some of those up, I take it.
I will probably use the templates that they have available and create my own PDF and print them, you know. You can use what they have as long as it meets their guidelines. You can mass produce your own copies.